Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Luke 21. Then Jesus looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. "Truly, I tell you," he said, "this poor widow has put in more than all the others, for they all contributed out of their surplus. But she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on." As some of the disciples were remarking how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and consecrated gifts, Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked, "when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" Jesus answered, "See to it that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and rebellions, do not be alarmed. These things must happen first, but the end is not imminent." Then he told them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, along with fearful sights and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. On account of my name, they will deliver you to the synagogues and prisons, and they will bring you before kings and governors. This will be your opportunity to serve as witnesses. So make up your mind not to worry beforehand how to defend yourselves. For I will give you speech and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you will be put to death, and you will be hated by everyone because of my name. Yet not even a hair of your head will perish. By your patient endurance, you will gain your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, you will know that her desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those in the city get out, and let those in the country stay out of the city. For these are the days of vengeance, to fulfill all that is written. How miserable those days will be for pregnant and nursing mothers! For there will be great distress upon the land and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive into all the nations. And Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth dismay among the nations, bewildered by the roaring of the sea and the surging of the waves. Men will faint from fear and anxiety over what is coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. At that time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to happen, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then Jesus told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But watch yourselves, or your hearts will be weighed down by dissipation, drunkenness, and the worries of life, and that day will spring upon you suddenly like a snare. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of all the earth. So keep watch at all times, and pray that you may have the strength to escape all that is about to happen, and to stand before the Son of Man." Every day Jesus taught at the temple, but every evening he went out to spend the night on the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, all the people would come to hear him at the temple. This is God's word. Materialism is an ever-present temptation for us. We're material beings, after all. because we have these physical bodies. They need to be dressed and enhanced and housed and driven around. Because God created us with an appreciation for beauty, and we need physical goods to live, it is not surprising that beautiful physical possessions interest us. And honestly, there is nothing sinful about having things. The Bible tells us that God's creation is good. See 1 Timothy 4, 3-5 for some discussion of that. So the problem is not that we appreciate and enjoy material things. The problem is that we worship material things. We believe that they will make us happy, and or we think that things will cause people to value us more highly. So we spend money recklessly or hoard money to accumulate wealth and its trappings. Here in Luke 21, Jesus addressed our thirst for material things. He began by talking about the poor widow who gave generously to the Lord's work in the temple. That's in verses 1 through 3. Knowing both how easily the rich could afford their gifts and how much this woman needed the money she gave, Jesus praised her for her faith and love for God. To Jesus, this woman, and this is a quote from verse 3 in the NIV, has put in more than all the others. Now, that wasn't true in terms of the value, the raw value that she put in. But relative to her means, it was very true. Instead of living for material things, she gave to God and trusted God to provide for her. Although the disciples of Jesus lived by faith for their daily lives, they were still much too impressed with material things. As they praised the beautiful work in Herod's temple in verse 5, Jesus prophesied about the destruction that would fall on that temple and all of Jerusalem in 70 AD in verses 6 through 33. Then in verse 34, he cautioned the disciples, and these are the words of verse 34 from the NIV, "Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap." The widow who gave her last bit of money did not need to worry about being weighed down by anything because everything in her life had been handed over to the Lord. And this is how we should look at money and material things too. May God help us not to trust in anything but Him, not to worship anything but Him, and not to let anything in this life weigh us down from following Him with all of our hearts. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and enter your email address to receive a free email subscription to these devotionals. Every day you'll receive an email from me containing a link to the daily scripture reading and a link to these devotionals so that you can read God's Word every day and I can help you apply God's Word every day through the devotional. This is completely free and you can unsubscribe at any time, so give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And please consider helping me with financial support if you have the means to do so. Go to dailypbj.com/support for more information about that. And please share this with someone else. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.